This is Connie, and you're listening to Generation Gap.
Hey guys, it's Alyssa.
And of course, I'm here too, Kevin. What are we talking about today, Liz?
Social media.
Social media?
Yeah.
do you know what pertains to social media? Like, what is social media?
Well, you can interact with people on social media, post things on social media.
I mean, yes, but like, kind of where does social media come from? Like, what exactly is considered social media?
Like, apps and stuff?
I mean, yes, apps and stuff, but...
Well, like, you're confusing me. Like, are you asking, like, different apps that are...
No, I'm just asking you, like, what is social media in the human society? That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking, like, you know, what types are out there. I'm not asking what apps or what websites. I'm asking, what is social media?
That's all I can explain, because, like...
Okay, I'll give you a little bit more insight. Social media, it is a website platform. You know, it could be news. It all just depends on what type of social media. There's actually different types. But social media is any type of media that comes together and allows people to have a voice. So, you know, you got all your Facebook, and you got your TikTok, and you got your Twitter, and you got, you know, Instagram, everything like that, where people can post stuff about their normal everyday lives, you know, news, just funny stuff, or like sad stuff, or whatever, and you're putting it in a social setting to where everybody else can go in there and interact with it and, you know, learn what you have to say. So, I mean, that's kind of what social media is.
Well, I kind of explained it, like, where you, like, post stuff and you can talk to people.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So, I mean, that being said, what do you think the first social media that you ever experienced was?
Well, when I first got my phone, Musical.ly was a really big thing, so Musical.ly.
Okay. What exactly happened on Musical.ly?
You could post the videos, 80s has videos, like funny videos, dance videos, but most of the videos that we did were like lip sync videos.
Yeah.
Where you like lip sync the lyrics and move and do all these cool transitions and stuff. So yeah, that was me.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Media platform.
Yeah, when I was growing up, you know, we didn't really have a whole lot of social media right away. Like, the biggest thing, like, because, you know, I had, like, dial-up internet.
I don't know what that
is. I know you don't, but dial-up internet, it's the type of internet where you would sign on to, like, AOL or, you know, other type things like that, and you would click connect. Mm-hmm. And basically, your computer was plugged into your phone line, basically.
That's weird.
So when you go to connect, your computer just like starts doing this like crazy startup sequence, like doo 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 doo, like it's like making these weird noises, and eventually you were connected, but I mean it was like a billion times slower than anything that we have today. Even the most basic internet you can get nowadays, like. Freaking cell phone in bad reception, like one bar reception takes a minute to load, is still better than what I had when it all first came out. Like when it first came out, you would like go to look at a picture or something, and the picture would load just by like one line of the picture, like it was slowly printing off basically, and it would just load. And just go like real slow like that until it got all the way down to the very bottom of the picture and finish the picture.
That, I would get so frustrated because it'd be like load.
Yeah, but you see, you say you would, but I mean at the time that was the norm. Like that's just, you expected it. Like that's what internet was. And I mean it's a lot different nowadays. Like I guess the earliest social type setting that I really had on that internet, you know, aside from, you know, reading news articles and things of that nature, is AOL Instant Messenger. So basically what you would do there is you would get your friends and stuff and have everyone that has on online and everything, and you know, like, you know how you text now, mm-hmm. and whatnot. Well, basically you would get a friend on there, you can click on them, and then it opens up a chat box and you can send them messages and they'll send messages back to you.
Wait, did you do that on your phone?
No, that's on the computer. Phones did not have that capability.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Y'all had, like, those phones.
You couldn't do that stuff on your phone. You had to do it on a computer. Oh. So basically, like, you would send them a message, they'd send it back, and you'd just talk back and forth. They'll be all like, okay, well, I'll be right back, BRB. That's when all those acronyms started, BRB. It's like, be right back. And that's why BRB even became a thing. It's because you couldn't talk to each other if they got offline, or if you got offline. You couldn't talk. Because whatever you would send them, you couldn't even get back to the messages that you had the conversation before. It'd just be the end of the conversation. Oh. So it's like you couldn't send anybody anything offline. You'd have to wait till they jumped online to be able to talk to them. And I mean, that's when they had like chat rooms and stuff like that. You know, you jump into one of those old school chat boxes like I was talking about, but there would be like 50 people in it all talking at once. And I mean, we'd just be typing
like
away, and
chats?
If you found, what? Yeah, it'd group be like chat. A big group chat, and
like you couldn't go into like a separate.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like you would go in the group chats and talk to people, and if you found someone that you liked to talk to, then you could send them a single individual message, and then y'all could start talking from the individual messages. But that was kind of the earliest social media I had. But the most prominent of me growing up was MySpace. And MySpace, it was ran by a guy named Tom. Uh-huh. I don't even know what his last name is, to be honest with you. But Tom was the first friend that anyone had on MySpace. Because as soon as you create a MySpace account, then he shows up on your top 8.
Oh, okay.
Which, that's stuff you've never had to deal with. A top 8. You know what a top 8 is?
No.
On MySpace, you had the ability to find which of your friends were like your favorite friends to talk to all the time, and you would put them in your top 8 friends.
Well, Snapchat automatically does that for us. For our
I know. List. I'm just saying, like, that's what a top 8 used to be. But see, I did a little survey. And my little survey, let's see if we can pull up the results here. But my little survey had me be able to discover that out of everyone I asked on Facebook, you're looking at probably a 95% of everybody going for MySpace over Facebook. 'Cause I only had a couple that didn't say MySpace. It said Facebook because they said it had more to offer, which I disagree with. MySpace was cool. Like, you know how you have your profile now? Like on Facebook or TikTok or whatever. Then when you had your profile on MySpace, people would click on your name. They'd go into your profile. Your profile on MySpace was completely customizable. You could make your own cool backgrounds. You could change all the banner pictures and stuff to match that cool background. You could like get banner frames for all your little information. You could upload music onto your page, like your favorite songs, and put them on a little music player. You could even put like video games, like computer games, like in those boxes on your page. So when people like come and check out your page, then you could just go and play video games while looking at somebody's page.
Dang.
It was really cool. I mean, it's basically, it was Facebook before Facebook, but I mean, it wasn't as extent.
Yeah.
But, you know, that being said, do you think that today's platforms are probably better than the earlier platforms?
Yes.
Totally?
Yeah.
And why do you think that?
Think what?
That they're better.
Because, like, because as you said, you know, like, as you described, like, or whatever, like, about, like, the computer and, like, it loading and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't really take that long to... Were you talking about, like, uploading pictures
Well,
and
I mean,
stuff?
Yeah, that's more internet-based. I was just wondering about the platform, so just, like, you
yeah,
know...
Yeah, they just, like, they, like, work... I feel like these nowadays, like, work better and, like, have a lot more things that you can do and stuff. And, like...
I mean, I don't know. I mean, some of them do. Like, you know, the TikTok that you have and everything like that. I mean...
Yeah, like, they have more times. You can add... There's, like, 3 minutes now. It used to be, like, 15 seconds, and then went to 60 seconds, and now it's 3 minutes.
Yeah, and see...
You can do any types of videos and stuff. And, like, you... And people who do music can go to this one category, and you can, like, listen to their music.
Yeah, I mean...
There's something else that you It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's a lot better way for people to get out there and kind of get their 5 minutes of fame or
yeah,
whatever.
And how, like, when you said, like, the top eight thing, you know, where you picked, I like how, like, Snapchat automatically does it for you, like, how you have your best friends list, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I mean, social media is a real good platform, period. I mean, it lets you keep up with people,
and the trends
and stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't even have this podcast right now if it wasn't for social media. But I'm not 100% convinced that today's platforms are better. I mean, I did enjoy a lot of stuff back in the day. It was just more customizable, felt a little bit more personal. You know, Facebook, it tries to... I talk about a golf club or something, and then, you know, 5 minutes later, I'm getting advertisements on my phone for golf clubs. It's like, they're straight up, like, after me, I think. I mean, but... No, I do really enjoy it though. I'm on Facebook. I'm on, you know, doing these podcasts. I'm watching YouTube. Which YouTube that started coming up when I was growing up. It didn't get as popular as it is today until later on. Like a lot of those big YouTubers, you know, that are out right now, like PewDiePie.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of PewDiePie?
Yes.
Well, PewDiePie. He actually started getting popular back then.
Yeah.
So, he was able to get in while the getting was good. But there's a lot of them that had to, like, bring themselves in and get popular, just blow up overnight type stuff here recently. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, social gaming.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of gamers
streams
in today's world.
Like
yeah, streamers and gamers and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of them that have gotten popular and stuff because of video games and how good they are and stuff. But I know that's not it. That's not the only ones that we really have to have to look at. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And we'll get back to the conversation here shortly.
Yep.
And we are back.
What's up?
All right. Well, I got two more questions that I really kind of like planned out for this episode, but I figured they would take a little bit longer to kind of talk about. That's why I saved them for after the break. First off, what we're going to go through is kind of talking about the trends going on today, kind of what everybody's doing and whatnot. And, you know, Lissa knows a little bit more about these trends than I do. I mean, I know a little bit, but, I mean, you know quite a bit, don't you, Liz?
Yeah, from TikTok.
Just Yeah. But, yeah, so what's currently going on in TikTok?
Currently, I mean, it's all different kinds of things that come, you know?
Yeah.
But there's like some funny things, some dance. Mainly new dances come out.
What's the most recent dance that you think you've seen?
It's like this song. It's Bills by this artist. It's like this dance. I don't know if y'all heard about it. Sorry. It's like it's by Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
It's called Bills, Bills, Bills. It's like pay the bills, and like it's people do the dance differently. But yeah, that's the one I've seen the most.
And that's one of those things that's kind of crazy to me about today's trends is you have a lot of like dancing going on with a TikTok, but I mean the dancing isn't what surprises me. What surprises me is a lot of the trends going on with the dances. They're all like older songs. Like, it's not all older songs, but there are quite a few of them that people have been dancing to older stuff.
Yeah, you know? And there's, like, also, like, funny things, too. Like, there's been a trend about the Coraline movie.
And Coraline?
So, yeah.
Man, that movie's old, too.
It was, like, from this line from the Coraline. It's like this line from the Coraline movie.
A few times here recently I've been seeing a lot of people doing, like, this skit from South Park a lot here lately. But, I mean, that skit's from a movie that came out, like, years ago. But for whatever reason, they started doing it. And, you know, I mean, it's funny because, you know, like, with all the trends going on and everything, it only takes one person being really famous or being really funny and just having a hit video for it to blow up and everybody to start doing it. Like, I know I've seen one trend here lately. It's been, like, this, I don't remember who does it. I don't even know who the original artist is on it, but it's this guy, like, talking to his dad, and he's like, hey, Dad, can I go over to Chad's house? And you know, they, like, make little funny, like, big head, like, filters and stuff on it. And he's like, by yourself? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, all right, well... He's like, so if somebody stops you and tells you, like, hey, I got some crack for you or something, and he's like, I'm down. He's like, no, you don't want it. He's like, oh, that's right, I don't want crack. And it's just like a bunch of stupid crap like that.
Well,
but
yeah, I haven't really heard that much. Like, it depends on what... Okay, there's like... I know it sounds weird, but there's like different types of TikTok. It's kind of
yeah,
weird.
It does like, have kind like, of a weird different like, subcategory.
Like, there's people who just do dances, there's people who just do funny videos, and there's like these like different types of people. And like what has really been going trending right now is transitions. Like going from like no makeup to makeup, or like doing a cool transitions like that. That's been really trending a lot.
Like I know for a while there was a trend going on that TikTok where it's like it was an opening line from like an intro to a show. I don't remember what it was called, but it's like my dad met my mom, and then now here I am. And they keep putting celebrities next to each other. And then it'll show the actual person.
That's when my mom met my dad, and they fell in love, and they had me.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm something, and my life is something like that.
Yeah, and I was like, that's a cool trend, you know, because there's a lot of people that have kind of like doppelgangers.
Like some of the lookalikes. Like Victoria, what's her name? Nina Dobrev, and what's her name? Victoria
Justice?
Yeah, them two were like doppelgangers. Like I've seen people on TikTok put them half and half, mm-hmm. and like the face looks exactly the same. It's like,
yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, we didn't have a whole lot of trends going on when I was a kid. I mean, we had some, you know, it's just, but ours didn't really stem from a whole lot of, like, social media. Like, a lot of our trends, came from, like, either movies or TV shows or, like, music videos on MTV. Like, you know, like, people would be doing stupid stuff on the music videos and all of a sudden everybody would want to do it.
And I forgot, there's also trends, you know, there is these things called POVs.
Yeah, yeah, it's point of view.
Well, yes, I know, but we call them POVs.
Yeah.
Like, where people are, like, acting, you know?
Yeah.
And those have been really, like, there have been, like, trends of that, too. And, like, a bunch of people, like, copy the same person. They'll give them credit, but, like, they'll kind of alter it to make it their own. But, like, yeah, that's have been really popular, too. I'm kind of on that side of TikTok. And it's TikTok and funny too. Like, those are all mixed in on my For You page.
See, I feel like the majority of, like, the trends that we had back when I was growing up were more, like, trolling people. You know, like, a big one that was going on with, you know, YouTube when it started up was getting Rickrolled.
And that's still a trend on TikTok.
It's came back as a trend, but it started early YouTube because, like, they'll give you some crazy explanation with, like, a weird thumbnail in that video. It's like guy gets shot by a tank, you know, or something, and it's like warning graphic, and people would click on it and it'd just be Rick Ansley, like, never gonna give you up.
You know, just oh my gosh, I've seen that so many times. Like, people like, oh my gosh, girl gets attacked by bear, and like they're in the TikTok video, warning, this is graphic, I'm gonna show you, and then they'll go, and I'm like, oh my god. It's happened to me so many times.
Well, yeah, because they give you these topics that'll pique your interest.
Or like they show a really cool, satisfying video, and then before it gets to the satisfying part, they do it. I'm like, I hate that.
Yeah, there's some videos, it's like, what's it called? It's like irritating type videos, you know, like, because you have your satisfying videos that a lot of people do nowadays, when popping bubbles or playing with slime or, you know, a bunch of that ASMR type stuff that you like that I hate. I don't know what's up with it, but
it makes me sleepy.
they have the opposite end of that spectrum, where you have a, like, really infuriating videos, like, people like cut the middle out of a pie,
or like they put, like, in their socks in water. Oh, I hate that,
like,
so bad.
Yeah, like, put socks in water. But there's some of them that I've seen that's just like, it's real upsetting, because they'll clip, like, a car just, like, hauling butt towards, like, a wall.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it almost gets to the wall, and every time it's about to get to the wall, it cuts to a different camera angle to where it's like leading back up to it hitting towards the wall, and then it'll lead back to another camera angle where it's leading up to where it almost hit the wall, and they never let you see it hit the wall, and you just get so mad because you're just like, I want to see this car hit that wall, but it just keeps looping to where all the camera angles keep switching out and just won't let you see it.
Yeah, like,
it's just really annoying. But yeah, I mean, I think stuff like that's really funny.
And this is only for, like, the people who play Roblox. Because, like, there's a bunch of people who play Roblox and post it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's these trends going on Roblox.
So, like, you even got one video game trends going on now?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
There's one trend. Okay, so there's this game on Roblox called Easy Obby, I think. And obbies are, like, obstacles you gotta pass. And, like, there's the staircase, a rainbow staircase, and it, like, disappears. Like, as you're walking, it disappears behind you. And there's always people at the top that will come down when you're coming down to make it disappear so you can fall. And that's been a trend recently, and, like, I've met, like, have been in that situation, but I know how to pass it, and it makes them so angry. But it makes me angry that they're trying to do that. But sometimes I do it myself, and it's kind of funny.
That's a mix between a trend and a troll, you know? Like that's just people screwing with other people and then putting their stuff out so other
and there's
people
some,
can do it.
Yeah, and, like, there's some... there is also this trend going around where, like, you made something, like, you would, like, roast somebody. It's funny.
Yeah, I've seen some of those. Like... Yeah. There's this group of YouTubers. I think they're called Reaction Time. You ever seen them?
No.
Yeah. Well, they did a video. I actually watched that one, like, yesterday, and basically, like they got on there, and, like, the main guy, they just went on, like, I want to say, like, Omegle, where you can just, like, talk to random people and stuff,
and
they'll just find someone and be all like. There's five of them sitting in front of the camera, and he's just all like, all right, if you can make me laugh, then I'll give you $500. And, like, they'll just spout out jokes, and the one dude that made him laugh, like, busted out with a busted out with like a roast basically, and he's all like, well, I don't know if I can make you laugh. I don't really want to make you laugh. I want to make that guy in the back laugh because he looks real sad back there. And he's talking about the main guy's friend. And he busts out laughing from it. He goes, well, what do you think about this guy? He goes, he looks like a smaller version of that other guy. But yeah, I mean, they were just roasting. And I mean, it's funny. I mean, it really is. Like, people can do some real mean stuff that's funny if you know that they're not just trying to be mean.
Yeah, there's also this other trend on TikTok. It's this squirrel. I know, it's so weird. Like, there'll be a cringy video, and then after, there'll be a squirrel. It's like, what the, like, it'll say the H word. I'm not allowed to say that. It'd be like, what the heck, boy, what the, like, I gotta find a video, but it's weird. It's like after every cringy video on TikTok.
All right. Well, I mean, that kind of covers the trends. I kind of wanted to go over with you and ask you your opinion on, like, do you think that social media has made a big impact on the way the world is today? And do you think it's for the better or for the worse?
I think it's been kind of worse. See, it did make a big impact, but worse. Like, I've seen, like, it's good to get your voice out there, you know, and, like, talk about different topics and stuff. But I feel like it's so draining to some people because you can get a lot of hate. And, like, there's always those people who are going to hate. And, you know, it can make them very, what's the word, like, I guess sad, you know. And, like, they feel like they, like, some girls, like, my age will look at some other pretty girls on TikTok and feel insecure and feel like they need to look like that.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't think they're, like, they don't like how they look and stuff. And I've seen that a bunch on TikTok. And I feel like sometimes you need a break from social media.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, take a break from your phone and just, like...
Well, see, that's where my biggest issue comes in, is just if you look at society culture just in general... How social do you think people are nowadays? Like, if you take that phone out of their hand, you invite 100 people to a party, and you take the phone out of everybody's hands, how much do you think they're going to be able to sit there and talk to each other like human beings? Not bring up what they posted, not bring up the videos that they saw, just talk to each other like human beings. Without looking at their phone, without looking up a video, you know, like...
Well, I can talk about things.
Well, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying, you know...
Yeah, like, I get what you're saying, though. Like, most people will talk about what they post on social media and stuff and talk about social media. You know, I understand what you're saying about that. But there's, like, some things we can also talk about other than social media. There's, like, some people out there that don't...
Well, I'm not saying that there isn't. My big thing is, like, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about your friends. I'm not talking about me or my friends. I'm talking about the entirety of society. Just human people in general. The way that I feel like social media has really just... It's gone crazy. Because, I mean, there's so many people that they're completely socially inept now. Like, they sit at home. They don't want to go out nowhere. They don't want to sit and talk to people. They want to post. They want to watch videos. Like, they don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's made a real bad impact. And, you know, another thing that kind of social media has done is I feel like it's changed kind of everyday culture a little bit, too. You know, like look at fashion. Like, how much do you think fashion changes whenever you got TikToks or videos or whatever, and you see everybody looking at all these, like, popular, like, big celebrities and what they have on and what they've been wearing, and suddenly, okay, these type of pants are now in.
Yeah.
And it's like, but they weren't in last week. This was in last week. Yeah, well, that's already out. 'Cause this new stuff is in. You know, it's just it's a good tool. You can keep up with people you haven't seen in a long time. You can make friends. But like you were saying a minute ago, I feel like it's something that people need to mediate. They need to take a break from it, step back, talk with their family, talk with their friends, go play outside, play some football, play some soccer, whatever. Just do something away from the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a video I watched a little while back. You know, it's just kind of a video explaining kind of how it could be bad. This man and this woman are sitting there looking at their phones, and they both get to the same intersection and they keep looking at their phones, right? Well, the bus shows up and the woman jumps on, still looking at her phone, and takes off, and he takes off down the street to work or whatever. Well, then they replay that same scenario without a phone, and he wasn't looking down, she wasn't looking down, they were looking straight forward. They walk to the bus stop, they sit there, they notice each other sitting there, they start talking. One thing leads to another. Years down the line, that man and that woman are married and have children together. They started a life together because they missed that connection because they weren't even paying attention to the people around them. I mean, yeah, it's kind of a cheesy, like, not very accurate, like, situation, but it's something that could happen. I mean, I could see it happening. Just people so ingrained with, like, they want to know what people think about them online that they don't really care about what people think about them around them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that kind of sums it up.
Personally, me, if I'm hanging out with, like, family member at their house or something, like, I don't want to stay on my phone that much, because I actually want to,
yeah,
like, if, like, when me and Nana used to hang out all the time, like, at IHOP and stuff,
yeah,
me and her would actually talk, eat breakfast, I wouldn't, yeah, be staying on my phone, because that's rude. Like, I, yeah, feel like that's personally rude, to be talking, playing on your phone while you're with your grandparents or with your family members when they're trying to talk to you, and you're just like, yeah, okay, and, like, you just keep staring at your phone screen.
And you see, you talking that way to me and letting me know the way that you feel about that, and that you think that stuff's rude, and, you know, yada yada, like, all that, it makes me proud as a parent. It makes me know that I have not failed you guys in interacting with other humans.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that to me is kind of like what social media has done. Like I said, it could be a good tool, but it has to have limitations.
Yeah.
But for the most part, that basically sums up and covers everything we have to do with social media today. So we're going to go ahead and give this over to our designated dad of the day, Lissa. Dad of the day. And what you got for us today, Lissa?
I have to choose. I'm sorry, I, like, got a couple.
Oh, we all have a couple, but you're only allowed one per show.
I feel like you already know this one, but, like, I kind of like it.
Okay, well, let them know. Even if I know, they might not.
Okay. What kind of streets do ghosts haunt?
I don't know that one. What do they find?
Dead ends.
That's a good one. I'm going to have to use that one later.
Yeah, I always come up with the best dad jokes.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
You always do, like, the long ones. Like, I do the short ones because it's, like, right then and there, you know?
Yeah.
But with the long ones, you, like, waiting.
Well, I told Uncle Tanner one today that I'm going to have to, yesterday, that I'm going to have to bust out with next week, but you're probably going to enjoy it. But probably. Anyway, I guess that about wraps up our episode for social media. Before we go, I want to let everyone know that due to scheduling issues, from now on, we will be posting on Mondays at 8 a.m. That gives me and Lissa a little bit more time, you know, during the weekend to kind of get everything recorded and stuff. And I don't have to kind of push myself during the work week to make sure that it happens. So be on the lookout for that. Also, I would like to give a big thank you to Connie Shockley, my mother, for the fabulous intro that she did today. And I've posted it a few times, but I'll post that link again on our MySpace on our Facebook that you can use to record your own intro, and we will be going through and picking those. So let's go ahead and read us out.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of Generation Gap. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, then be sure to leave a positive review to help our podcast grow. Be sure to stop in every Monday at 8 a.m. Central, where we will continue to discuss hits, trends, media, and so much more related to our generations. Thank you, and we hope to see you all there.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Hope you like my